From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. President Bush is on the road today, traveling to Ohio and Arizona to talk about some of the proposals he included in last night's State of the Union address. Half of that speech was devoted to defending the war in Iraq and the larger war against terrorism. The rest of the speech focused on domestic issues, including economic growth and job creation, and that was the part of the speech the president was selling today. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
It is a tradition for the president to get out of Washington following the State of the Union address. It's part of an effort to build some public support for proposals laid out the night before. So it was today for President Bush.
First, it's great to be in Toledo, the home of the Mud Hens.
The Mud Hens, of course, are the minor league baseball team in this Midwestern industrial city. But baseball fan Bush was here at Owens Community College to talk about the economy and his call for $500 million in extra money for job training and education programs, half of which would go to community colleges. In his speech last night, the president painted an optimistic picture of the economy, saying it is on the rebound. But he acknowledged that Ohio, a critical state in this year's election, is still hurting economically.
I fully recognize in Ohio there are still troubled times. The manufacturing sector here is sluggish at best, and therefore people are looking for work.
In fact, this state, which President Bush very narrowly carried in the 2000 election, has lost a net of nearly 200,000 jobs since the president took office 3 years ago yesterday. The president cited the tax cuts he got passed as part of the solution and said more international trade will help the region. He also said the energy bill his administration is trying to get through Congress will help. But he told his audience that the nation's economy is changing, and that's why people who lose a job in, say, manufacturing need access to job training.
But the truth of the matter is there is job growth in other sectors, and therefore we better have a system which is able to be flexible enough to help people who want to work find a job, to match willing worker with willing employer. And that's what we're here to talk about.
Talk is cheap. It's easy for him to come here and say that, but I don't know where this job growth is that he's talking about.
That's Bill Berga, who heads the Ohio AFL-CIO. He says he suspects the president's sudden attention to job training is simply a product of this being an election year.
He's just playing politics and trying to convince the public that he's on everybody's side when, in fact, his policies are showing just the opposite. Instead of coming here acting like he's a savior of jobs, he should change his policy so we can have some jobs.
The president's Ohio visit also drew some protests, but overall polls still show he's popular in the state. From Toledo, he headed to Phoenix, Arizona for a similar event at a community college there. Tomorrow, he'll return to the topic of terrorism in a speech in Roswell, New Mexico. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.